Coach Pat Dye, welcome into the game here in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm doing fine, Ryan.
Tough
hurting a little bit, but everything's all right. I'm still, I'm in Foley. Got to speak to a quarterback club down here tonight.
Down in Foley, Alabama, as you said there, speaking of quarterback club. Coach, I'll go back to the Auburn loss against Georgia. Your alma mater is Georgia, but obviously you're a big Auburn Tiger.
It was hard to watch. I mean, it wasn't just a loss. It was a good old fashioned out behind the bars open, it just seems to me like Alabama and Auburn going in different directions. They getting better and we getting worse, but. I don't know the reason for it. We didn't play any worse against Georgia than we played against Texas A&M. This football team has just not really found itself, for whatever reason, the chemistry or something we've beaten the teams that we're supposed to beat that are not very good. And we look fine, but in the games in LSU when they came to Auburn, they were totally out of sorts with starting freshman quarterback, and that would be the signature win for the season right now. And of course, Arkansas, I don't think was as good when we played them back in the first of the year as they are right now, and so the. Two good football teams that we've played, and we played two good ones. We haven't played very well, and that's Mississippi State and Georgia. And we didn't play very good against Texas A&M. A team that we should have beat by two or three touchdowns. So, that's where we are, and it's the fans are concerned, and all the Auburn folks are on edge, and, we know what we got facing us in the next 2 weeks. And right now, we're not playing the kind of football to even be competitive with Alabama. So there's a lot that's got to take place between now and then. I'm not saying it can't happen. It can happen. But it happened at Georgia in 1 week. From the time they played Florida to the time they played Auburn, it looked like two entirely different football teams. And Gurley didn't have that much to do with it. I mean, it was the other, Gurley was, played good against us, but Chubb's just as good as Gurley. Ain't much difference. So. All they changed was attitude. They went down and just had a blank against Florida. He got totally embarrassed. They come back against us and play lights out. And of course, it's the difference in maybe playing in Jacksonville or playing in Athens. I'm sure the Auburn game was a game that they had circled, and every Auburn fan, and I mean every Georgia fan, and everybody was there, and it was a great college atmosphere. They were had revenge on their mind from last year, plus they're playing for the championship in the East, and they had a lot riding on it. But that being said, we had a lot riding on it too, because if we'd have won, we'd still be in the hunt over here. And it killed any chance we had of, going to the championship game. I don't think it's talent and ability. It's just something we're finding ways on defense to give up big plays, and Saturday night it was big plays on defense and just a sound whipping. But we messed up in the kicking game, and that was a disaster. And offensively, we scored 7 points. And everybody felt like going in it was going to be a high scoring game, and it was on Georgia's part, but not on our part. And Georgia's. They're a good defensive football team, but they're not good enough to stop us if we're hitting on all cylinders. And So, you know, there's a penalty here, a penalty there, something to stop a drive. It's just not a cohesive effort out of our football team, and I wouldn't say it's offense, defense, or kicking, it's all of them. So that's where we are, and nobody knows it any better, and nobody has been, the coaches are doing everything they can do. I've been there, you know, I've been in the same place, and I know that they're scratching it and trying to come up with the right answers, and the players are frustrated. Well, they don't want to look like it. They don't want to be embarrassed, and they were embarrassed Saturday night. So,
Coach, and help me understand this, okay? Because this is not just an Auburn situation, but I think a lot of people, you look at Texas A&M, not very strong on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of the teams that run the hurry up sometimes are not as strong on the defensive side of the football. Is there a correlation? Have you been able to find?
No.
I mean, that's the reason why I'm asking.
Let me ask you this. If you thought if Alabama ran the hurry up, do you think they would not be good on defense?
Well, I mean, what I was sort of leaning to
is... I'm telling you, teams with good defensive football teams have good defensive football teams. What you do on offense, you know, might keep the score down a little bit. Good defensive team gets stops, and they don't have long runs against them. And they create turnovers.
Well, where I was going, Coach, is looking at the hurry-up style. When Auburn's offense is clicking, Coach, they can go down the field in a matter of seconds, not minutes, I mean seconds. So what I'm saying is that would put more stress back on the defense.
Yeah, it might do it. But then Saturday night, we didn't go down the field in seconds. And it wasn't, defensively, we didn't play good. And that, we haven't played good on defense. And if you want to call the LSU game good defense, we played pretty good on defense in the early part of the season. We had some games where you were way feeling good about the defense. But as the season's gone on, we've not improved, and we've I'm not so sure that we haven't gone backwards. And you can't blame it on youth, man, and experience, because those kids have been playing, 10 ball games. And so it's a... You know, and some teams never play up to their ability and capabilities, and this may be one of them. And if it is, you just have to live with it and, you know, try to do a better job the next year. But, you know, this is the same coaching staff and a lot of the same players that went to the national championship game last year. But we had some miracle things that happened in last year's season that we had one against Mississippi, and had a chance to have one against Texas A&M, but it didn't happen. We laid an egg in Athens. You know, I mean, it was not very pretty. And you know, and that's a rival game, and you know, all of us supposed to be ready to play. You know, we beat Georgia last year, but they showed up. I mean, they played hard, had a chance to win the game right up to the final play. And you know, they got the ball back down on the goal line against us after we went ahead of them with a chance to win. And we had to make a stop on the goal line against Georgia last year to win that game. But we did. And we didn't have any better players last year, I don't think, on defense than we got this year. But like I said, there's some teams, the chemistry on some teams, they just never reach their fullest potential, and no matter how hard you try to get the right combinations on the field and get the right people in position to make plays, you know, it just doesn't always happen the way you'd like for it to happen, and right now that's kind of what I see happening with Auburn, and it's frustrating. Frustrating to the coaches, it's frustrating to the players, it's frustrating to the fans, and there's nothing that you can do about it, just keep working. You can't give up. And there's not a guy on that coaching staff or player on that team that is not going to try to right the ship between now and Thanksgiving.
Coach Pat,
We'll see how much progress we can make.
Coach Pat Dye right now inside the game, presented by Foster's Veterinarian Clinic. It's also CoachPatDye.com, where you can find out more details of all the things that he's involved with the Coach Pat Dye Show, his books available there, Quail Hollow Gardens, different things that Coach Pat Dye is involved in. It's CoachPatDye.com. Coach, did you have a chance to watch the Alabama game?
Yes, I watched most of it. It was a great football game, against two great football teams. And, it looked like Alabama was going to run away with it. And Mississippi State, they fought back in the second half and had a chance to win the football game. But the three turnovers, killed it. But the quarterback, again, did his thing. He did just the same thing he did against LSU. He took them down the field and scored at the end of the game and put it out of reach. But Alabama's, on our conference call this morning with all of the Hall of Fame coaches across the country, every coach on there says that Alabama's got the most talent of any football team in the country. And they will, I don't think there was one person in that group that didn't vote Alabama number one in the nation. They're right where they should be. Coach Saban has done a great job. They struggled a little early in the season and maybe even into the middle of the season with Mississippi and Arkansas, and had a couple of games that where they lost one, and they could have lost to Arkansas, but they didn't. And that's the reason Coach Saban made such a big issue out of winning a game like that. And it was a big win. I suppose they'd have lost in Arkansas. And winning by 1 point is winning by 1 point. That's showing a lot of, because Arkansas is a good football team right now. And I think, I'm sure that LSU wasn't as good as it were tonight Alabama played them, but they Arkansas just beat LSU worse than Alabama did. It's been an interesting season. I wish it was a little more interesting. I wish we could make it a little more interesting 40 years over, and I hope we can. We just have to wait and see. But the committee has got their work cut out for them, because it's going to be some good football teams, the possibility of some good football teams with one loss that are going to be left out of that top four. I can't possibly see how if Mississippi State beats Ole Miss, they won out and beats Ole Miss. I don't see any way possible for the committee not to put Mississippi State in the Final Four. And if Alabama wins out, then they're certainly going to be in it and probably rank number one, have number one seed in the top four. The thing that I would hope is that if they both end up in the top four, I would hope that they didn't pit Alabama against Mississippi State in the first ball game. Let them find out. Let them play Oregon, Florida State, whoever. And then if they both win, play the national championship game between Mississippi State and Alabama. Like to deal with LSU and Alabama. That would be, because I think Mississippi State's best football team myself. But I'm not sure they do that. The coaches on our talk show this morning were talking about television ratings, this, that, and other. They didn't, as far as I know, they didn't have the committee to serve TV ratings. They had the committee to pick out the best four teams in the country based on their record and who they played and that sort of thing. So, and I doubt very seriously that Alabama won't play Mississippi State again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Coach, and I agree with you. It's not about TV ratings. It's about the best four teams in college football. But I get a point, and I have to go back to something you said many, many months ago last year. Where the committee was there, the way that it was designed, the way that it was created, you had problems with it. I think a lot of people do, and I think Coach Pat Dye is now more right than what he was when he made the comments a year ago to me right here on this program.
Well, you know, the other thing that I said early on, that they should have 18 rather than 4. If they're going to have a playoff, because there's going to be some teams at 5, 6, and 7 that would have a chance to win a national championship. And right now, you know, they can't. They got to pick the top 4 teams, and there's going to be somebody left out that deserves the right to be there. In other words, say TCU wins out and Baylor wins out, they're going to have one loss. Now, you're going to have a hard time convincing folks at TCU and Baylor that they're not just as good as Mississippi State, but they haven't played the difficulty in the schedule that Mississippi State has. And so...
Coach, I've got about 1 minute before I have to go to a pretty hard break. I'd like to ask you, Will Muschamp today showed a lot of class. The way that he... How hard is that for him to do?
Well, it didn't surprise me at all. I mean, you know, and I think they've been pretty patient with it. And my driver is, we're trying to find a road to get off, turn off on.
He's not an Alabama fan, is he?
No, she's a student at Auburn and won.
Okay, good, and, okay.
So she's we got a case of books we're going to try to sell, and I'm going to do the talking, and she's going to do the working.
Well, Coach, I'll let you find your road, and always...
I think we're lined up right now. We're in good shape.
Okay.
So, well, it's always good to talk to you, Ryan, and it'll be interesting to see how the thing unfolds. I will say this, that there's no doubt if they tried to create an interest in college football with the playoff system, then they've done it in a big fashion. The only thing that I say is that if they had 8 teams, it would be twice as much interest in it as it is now, and it's a tremendous amount of interest in it right now. But if they had 8 teams, then you could take teams like Ohio State may be left out of it. And you know, so there's some great football teams, and there could be a deserving SEC team left out of it with one loss.